Well, my message this morning starts off with, I think, maybe. Just put my glasses on, see if I have it on. Yeah, we were having this problem last week, so Krista, I may need you to move it forward. The title of my message is Christ in Me. And let's move on to the next scripture there. Now it is time to be made new by every revelation that has been given to you. And this is from the Passion Translation. And I'm just going to share this morning that most of the scriptures I'm sharing, I've taken from the Passion Translation. And I'll let you know if it's from different. But again, I'm trying to kind of shake up our, you know how sometimes we just get so complacent, or we know a scripture so well that we just say it and we're not living it. Christ in me. Christ in me. Just sit on that for a minute. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that is given you. What revelation have you just received here? Christ in me. You know, sometimes we get really intellectual with that. We get really intellectual with Christ in me and not letting it become a real heart reality. Let's start with that word. Now it's the time. When is now? It's this moment, isn't it? It's right here. And then it says, You know what? I think I should just leave my glasses on and peer over the top. So right now, it's this moment. Now is the time. God is a right now God. How many times have you heard that? But God lives outside of time. He's not caught on our timeline, in a sense. He can come and go. He's a right now God. He said to Moses, when Moses said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am. I am. I am right now. I am right now." So now is the time with our right now God. It's time for what? To be made new. And I'm going to read to you from, and this, I'm quoting here from the NIV. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. The new creation has come, and what has happened to the old? It's gone. The new is here. The old is gone." Now, we live in New Testament reality. We are living on this side of the cross, and what Jesus did is a finished work. Now, Krista, can you move to the next slide for me? Thank you. So here's that same scripture, and this is just part A. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. And I'm going to ask you this morning, you know, have you come past the basic thinking, oh yeah, Christ in me and Mary in Christ? Have you got that revelation? Do you see yourself? Do you recognize yourself as a new creation? Because is the Word of God truth? Is the Word of God truth? And the Word of God just said something here. You're a new creation. And you know that's one of my favorite verses, and you hear it all the time. But is it how you see yourself? Do you see yourself as that new creation? You're no longer a part of the Adamic line, that old nature. You have been made something new. You are a citizen of heaven. And I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself here. So let's move on to the next scripture, Krista. Actually, we're just moving back to that one. So now is the time to be made new in every revelation that has been given to you. That is really interesting. Every revelation. How many revelations do you have? How many revelations from the Lord have you been given? So many you have stopped writing them down? So few you don't even bother writing them? I don't know. I'm just asking. The thing is, the revelation of God, of what he's done, of what Jesus has done. I mean, this morning, those old precious hymns Oh my goodness. And this I believeth, right? That he has done it. And I'm hoping this morning that we're kind of getting worked up in it. I am. You can choose to not or to get join me. Because this is revelation and it's good stuff. Krista, we'll move on to that next one. This is how the NIV puts it. To be made new in the attitudes of your mind. What's your attitude? Are you still in the old Adamic nature or are you that new creation? And like I said, sometimes our problem is we get caught up in our intellectual, we can't figure out in our own mind, how can that possibly be? Because I sin. Because I do things. But you're a new creation in Christ. That's the word. Let's go on to the Amplified Version. It says, this is how it translated. It's to be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind. Continually. So stuff happens, but we're going to be renewed. Having fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. So I loved what Wendell shared. You know, I still have those things that come into my mind. But you know what? I'm not going to hold on to it. I'm renewing my mind. That's not who I am. That's not what I want to be thinking about. That's not what I'm doing. They come at us, but we're not holding on to them because we are a new creation. So we are a new creation. We are kingdom beings. Oh, and we are a work of grace. And it's through the finished work of Jesus Christ that you have been made new. That's our revelation. That is an amazing thing. Think about Peter. Do you remember when Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say I am? Who do people say I am? And who do you say I am? And Peter says, well, you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. And this is what Jesus says to him. Blessed are you, Simon Peter, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the Son of God? Blessed are you, because this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by your Father in heaven. God's given you that revelation. Amen? You have revelation. Jesus is the Messiah. And the Son of God. Now, wow. Christ in me. We're getting there. Let's keep going. You know, let's do this. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are the one who brings revelation. And Father, that we are going over scriptures that we have heard and know, we just ask for fresh revelation this morning. Just our hearts would just turn inside our chests with such joy because of the revelation of Christ in us, Christ in me. We are a blessed people, and we are so utterly loved by you, Lord. And we just again ask, Holy Spirit, come and move in our hearts, move in the midst of the people here right now. That we will go away from this place knowing that we are new, been made new. We are new creations, and we can see it. And we can see it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man. It's a right now word, guys. A right now word. Okay, we'll put up our next scripture there, Krista. I'm just putting it up there. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. Let's go to the next scripture. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. And we'll put up the next one there. One more, let's see. Oops, nope, I guess there's, take it back one. Well, now you can leave it there, that's fine. That's fine. This is the scripture I wanted. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. And When we look at the NIV, it says that we're united with him. The Amplified version puts it this way. We are joined with him. And, okay, let's put up the next scripture here. And then John 14:20 says, on that day, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Are you a disciple of Jesus? On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. What day did you realize that? And maybe it's today. Maybe it's today that you're realizing that. Now, I have a very simple little demonstration here, or a little whatever you want to call it. It's not a felt board. Okay. I'll just do this. I am. Ta-da! I did take a piece of plant, Betty. part of the vine, yes. Must be one of the ones that was pruned off. Where is your old Adamic nature? That old greasy, grimy, where is it? Gone. Vanished. Jesus dealt with that. We received him. We became brand new creatures. Pure, clear, clean, holy, righteous. A work of God's grace that none of us can boast in. Hey, look what I did with myself. It's all God, all his grace. And Jesus said something. He said, I am in you. Can you see him in there? Can you see you in there? Are you two separate beings? You've been mingled. You're one with him. Christ in me. We have become one in the Spirit. We have become one. What can change Jesus and make him yucky and sinful and gross? And can anything touch him that can change him into that? No. Nothing can. Let's put up our next scripture there. This is from Colossians. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Stop right there. I mean, there's more to read, but just stop. Let's not get ahead. Let's take a moment to chew on that. Living in you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. What do you need to lay down and move away from your thinking, from your heart, so you can experience that? He wants to flood you with the expectation of glory. Just let that sink in for a moment. And then it goes on to say, the mystery of Christ embedded within us. So where's the mystery of Christ? It's in us. We know part of the mystery, he's in us. And then it goes on to say, because of the heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of the glory of his people. So we have embedded within us Christ, who has revealed all the heavenly treasures. Is everything in heaven and earth his? Is he in you and you in him? Are you mingled? They're all ours as well. And God wants everyone to know it. He's not hiding it from you. He wants you to know Christ in you. He wants you to know the treasure of heaven is ours. It's yours. Because of Jesus. Not because of us and any wonderful thing. It's because of Jesus. Now let's think about how Jesus lived on earth. He did something. He touched people's lives. He spoke to them about God, as our Heavenly Father. And he did miracles. And he loved. And he wasn't afraid to touch the unclean. And if you think about the law that they lived under, you see, if I was unclean and you're unclean, we couldn't touch one another. We weren't supposed to, because we would get infected by what was infecting you. But the truth is, we were all infected, put it that way. But Jesus was of the new law. He was holy and pure and innocent and righteous and did not become unclean when he touched the lepers and the demon-possessed and the sick and the lame and the blind and the deaf and the paralyzed and the withered. When he touched them, they became clean, healed, made whole. And that same Jesus lives in you. Christ in me. You see, when he touched us, we became clean. And nothing can change that for us, because he lives in us. We've been made clean. Let's move on to the next scripture. This is what was released when God raised Christ from the dead, and he's talking about the power that raised Christ from the dead, and exalted him to the place of heaven, our highest honor, and supreme authority in the heavenly realms. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and the realm of power that exists. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. Think about the authority that Jesus has. He is seated far above all principalities and powers. And it also talks about, and I don't have that scripture here, that he is reconciling all things to himself. This same Jesus said to you, I now give you the authority to speak in my name, because he dwells in us. He dwells in you and I. We have authority, not to speak in our name, but to know our Lord so well that we can speak over the disease and the sickness and all the things that I mentioned. We do not have to worry about becoming unclean. We're moving forward into what he has for us. I think of Tim right now. Man, that cancer is receding. Praise God. And the living God, the living Christ is in Tim, cleansing him from all of this yuck and bringing life. And one of the words that when we started praying for Tim that came to me, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it abundantly. I've come, and I pray that for Tim. Fullness of life and life abundantly. Long life. And we have the power and the authority by Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the authority of the name of Jesus, Christ in us. We've been mingled. We're one. Try and get him out of there. And nothing, because he's in there, nothing can change us into something yucky, because he keeps cleansing us. And that's the thing, is sometimes we get caught up in Old Testament thinking that says we're going back to that old thing. We've moved forward. We're this side of the cross. And that's why I ask you, do you know who you are? Do you know that you're a new creation in Christ? Do you see it? And I'm not saying seeing by looking at what you've been doing in life. Do you see what the Word of God, the truth, says about you and what Jesus did? Because this is a work of the Lord. Again, his mighty grace. Oh, I don't know about you. I'm kind of excited about this. Maybe it's just me. But our King, with all authority, says to us, I give you my authority. And he said, well, how can I know? Yeah. But do you see who you are? Do you see what he has done in you? And that's a step of faith, a walk of faith, that this is who we are. Okay, Krista, let's move on to the next slide there. Galatians 2:20. I love this one. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, that's the NIV. Oh. It's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. How many of you want to live as Christ? Live as Jesus did here. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? It's happened. When Christ died on the cross, you died with him. That old Adamic nature, done, gone. I've been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah, all that garbage and yuck is gone. I've been made new. I've been made clean. I've been purified. I understand when I look at that, it's not about me, it's about Jesus, that I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How could that be? I know what I'm about. No, I need to see myself as I am in Christ. Christ in me, what he's done, a finished work. Oh my goodness. And this is so good. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. Let's put up the next one. We're going to read this same scripture from the Passion Translation because I just like it. My old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. Yeah, praise God. Now, the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union. We are one. Are you one with the Lord this morning? If you're a believer in Jesus, yes, you are. My new life is empowered by the faith of, and I like that because that is the more proper translation, the faith of the Son of God. So what does that mean about our faith? We can have faith as a mustard seed. And how big is Jesus' faith? I mean, his faith is so big, he's willing to live in you. And know that he can accomplish in you what he planned before the foundation of the earth. Oh, my new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God who loved me so much that he gave himself up for me. There's a stop and chew on. Oh, dispensing his life into me. Wow. Wow. I no longer live. That old yuck is done. And how I'm living is because Christ lives in me, and I want to be like Jesus, and I'm just going to let him reign in my heart. And that's maybe the next step for some of us is to ask ourselves, am I allowing him reign in my heart? He lives within me, but am I allowing him to reign in my life? Oh. Let's move on to the next scripture. I just want to. He has taught you to let go of the old lifestyle of the ancient man, the old self life, which was corrupted by sinful, deceitful desires that spring from delusion. How many of us know we were delusional? Oh, we're delusional in believing the way we were living and the things we were doing could get us anywhere, but even more into what we've been doing. But this new life in Christ, and again, back to our starting scripture, now it's time to be made new in every revelation that has been given you. And to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within as your new life and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness. And you belong to him in the realm of true holiness. Anybody got some revelation this morning? Anybody see themselves? And be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within, as your new life, live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness. And you now belong to him in the realm of true holiness. Amen. Amen. Well, I want you to stop and think. You know, this is just a little demonstration, and it is imperfect in that this is Jesus pouring into you, right? And this is the truth. That pitcher would never empty, and neither will you. In fact, he just keeps filling you, and I know it's going to hit over. I didn't realize there was handles that had holes in it, so I don't want to spill it over. But as it overflows this, it pours out and pools around, touching the world around you, right? And as we just let him fill us and remind us who we are in him, who he is in us, and that love pour out to the world around us. Well, let's stand as we pray, and I'm actually going to read the prayer of the Apostle Paul that he was shared with the Ephesians. And I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination and innermost heart, flood you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope he is calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of the immense power as it works through you. Amen. Amen. Go blessed. Go blessed. Holy.